Well, hello again, everybody. And this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And I don't know if you're getting sick of me or not, but we are streaming stories repeatedly on the new economy, entrepreneurship, how people are dealing, coping with this new economy and creating opportunity. Our next guest, and I think he's going to bring a really interesting twist. I think we're going to be watching a video, is Jason Walker, CEO and co-founder of Waypoint Robotics. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Good to be here.
Jason, do we want to start with the video? Does that help? Or do you want to talk first about the company and what it does?
We can kind of do it at the same time. Our Waypoint designs and manufactures robots in Nashua, New Hampshire. These are autonomous mobile robots. This is not a video. It's actually a live feed. So this robot is sitting next to me here. The robot has a lot of cool things about it. It's omnidirectional, so it can move in any direction, any orientation, which is really handy when workers need it to dock into a work cell or to a machine. And the best feature about it, though, is that the workers can take control of it for themselves and set it up and use it right out of the box. It takes just a few minutes to set it up, and that's a capability that's really unheard of in autonomous mobile robots. We've made it so that the folks that are on the job now, the folks working in manufacturing, the shipping and receiving clerks, even a CEO can do it. It's so easy.
Even a CEO.
Yeah. So this is controlled by a PlayStation controller that everybody knows how to use. This pod on the front is our end zone. It's a wireless charging system that makes sure the batteries are kept charged. It has a 3D perception system, so it can drive around your facility in an intuitive way that makes sense. So basically the robot's doing a whole lot of thinking that a roboticist would have had to do normally. It just makes it an incredibly powerful tool that workers can put to use. So that they can be more effective and have better, happier, healthier lives.
You know, I look at this and I'm thinking lunar module. Where does this technology come from, and what are the applications? Must be unlimited.
Yeah, they're pretty diverse. We designed and built it really for small to mid-sized manufacturers who have never really been well served by robotics and automation. And that's a much more difficult problem to solve. And because we were able to solve that problem well, it turns out that a whole bunch of other uses become really good as well. So we have customers using it for e-commerce. We have customers feeding and watering crickets in an industrial cricket farm. There's DoD applications, all kinds of things. But we had to make an exceptionally good robot to be able to do the family machine shop because the work changes all the time. It's really dynamic. The environment changes, the traffic patterns changes, the work that the folks are doing changes. And so the people doing that work have to have a tool that they can really quickly and easily reconfigure. So that's the key thing. The uses are incredibly diverse.
So how did you get into this business?
Well, when I went to college, I thought I was going to be a race car engineer. Took a whole bunch of classes that I cherry picked for that reason. And it turned out that the specialization and the major that ended up being most closely aligned with all of that work was robotics. And so when I had to kind of pick a major, I ended up picking robotics, but along the way I was building robots as part of the classwork, and I just really got bitten by the bug. And once you bring an intelligent thinking autonomous machine to life, it becomes kind of an irresistible thing to do. And I say all the time that the people at this company are all career roboticists, and there's easier ways to make a living, right? It's really tough work. It takes a long time to do it. And there are easier ways to make a living, but we kind of just can't stop ourselves. So that's kind of a lucky thing to do, really, is to is to have work that you love so much that you just can't help yourself. But it helps to have a great team that you love working with and rewarding work and happy customers.
So is this a very competitive field in this part of the country?
You know, it's nice because right now it's a lot more collaborative. It is a very competitive space and it's getting more and more competitive. But everybody in, especially in autonomous mobile robots, everybody is doing it a little bit differently. And it's a pretty wide spectrum of different approaches and different specific tasks that everybody's trying to solve. And because of that, we have a lot of people who can be collaborative. And so it's a tight community. It's a relatively small community. And I would argue that the Boston area is really the epicenter of robotics on Earth. It's certainly, if not the top, on any given year, it's always top three between here, Silicon Valley, Pittsburgh. So we're really lucky to be in this space. The folks that are at other companies, you know, we don't hate each other. We're talking about how to work together. We do work together in a lot of ways. And everybody's doing things enough differently that we can all coexist. It is competitive. We do compete for business. We get compared to each other sometimes. But it's still at that stage in the industry where it can be more collaborative than cutthroat, which is great.
So, you know, I would think especially in such a creative endeavor, like yours, teamwork is essential. How do you work during COVID-19 and do teamwork collaboratively at, let's say, maybe in an improved level than 6 months ago?
Yeah, we're an essential business when we serve essential businesses. So we've just kind of kept operating. Right when the lockdown happened, we were in the middle of shipping a fleet of robots to an e-commerce company that supplies medical supplies and equipment to elderly folks in their homes. So, when everybody else was headed for the hills, we were like, we've got to get this done as fast as possible so that they can get those products out to those people who need them so they don't have to go to the stores. We were lucky in the timing that we just moved into a facility that's was four times bigger than our old facility. And so we're able to spread out enough. We all wear masks and take all of the appropriate precautions and keep our distance from each other. And we continually talk with each other and remind each other about, you know, hey, there's still a pandemic. Even though we've all gotten bored with the stay at home orders and social distancing, the virus hasn't changed its mind. It's still doing what it does. So
my last question, Jason, what's next? What's the big breakthrough next that we can be expecting?
Well, from Waypoint, it's going to be, so we are already, I think, objectively the easiest to use autonomous mobile robot on the market, and it's going to get even easier. We've always had the intention to automate a bunch of the setup and configuration tools, and what we're going to be doing next is going to take that to even another level. So I think that is going to be a game changer.
Good. We've been speaking with Jason Walker, CEO, co-founder of Waypoint Robotics. Jason, I promise you'll come back this year and talk to us about what's going on and how things innovate.
Yeah, can't wait.
That's great, Jason. So if somebody wants to connect with you before that, learn more about the company, how would they do that?
Waypointrobotics.com is our website, and we are at Waypoint Robo on all the social media properties.
Well, that's pretty simple, and we appreciate you being on Radio Entrepreneurs. And I can be found at J, the letter J, Davis at mageusa.com. That's my consulting firm, and we've been in business since 1985, working with entrepreneurs and leaders who are trying to build successful companies. Jason, keep up the good work. Thank you. That was great watching that video.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great
live
day.
Live stream, you said, not video.
Live stream, yeah.
Thank you very much. And remind everybody, this is, oh yeah, there we are, Radio Entrepreneurs.